You're listening to the Stock Day Podcast. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and YouTube for breaking news and actionable market intelligence on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Today's episode is sponsored by Knightscope. The rise of the robots is happening, and it's happening now. Knightscope is deploying AI robots to help make the U.S. the safest country in the world. Join us and be a force for good. Visit Knightscope.com/rise. Long Knightscope, short the criminals.
On today's show, my guest is the CEO of Artificial Intelligence Technology Solutions, Mr. Steve Reinhars. Artificial Intelligence Technology Solutions trades on the OTC pink sheets under the trading symbol AITX. AITX is an innovator in the delivery of artificial intelligence-based solutions that empower organizations to gain new insight, solve complex challenges, and fuel new business ideas. Through its next-generation robotic product offerings, AITX's RAD, RAD-M, and RAD-G companies help organizations streamline operations, increase ROI, and strengthen business. AITX technology improves the simplicity and economics of patrolling and guard services and allows experienced personnel to focus on more strategic tasks. At the time of this recording, November 30th, 2023, the company's stock price is trading at 0.0051 with a market cap of $30 million USD. To help us understand the recent surge in AITX's stock price and more, I'd like to welcome onto the podcast Steve Reinhars. Steve, thank you so much for joining me today.
Matt, thanks for having me on. I appreciate the service that Stock Day does, bringing information from growing microcaps to the investor base. Thank you.
You bet. So the recent surge in AITX's stock price has caught the attention of many investors. Can you share some insights into the company's recent sales and the momentum and how that might be influencing the stock price movement?
The microcap world on the OTC is quite fascinating. You know, in early November, at the beginning of November, on November 3rd, we detailed in a two-hour investor conference what our plans were, what to expect, and how we would be communicating it. And we're simply following that plan. And part of that was a very large order, our largest series of orders from a single end user coming to fruition over the course of November. And they came in. So earlier this week, I believe it was on November 28th, we did a press release talking about how this client would be contributing $3 million a year or more in recurring annual revenue, as long as the contract stays at that level. And that, I think, you know, because I just could speculate because I don't know, you know, but I think that based on the comments that I received back, it really said to people, wow, okay, yes, these guys are executing, and maybe now's the time to come in. So that perhaps led to the surge in volume and corresponding significant price increase.
Sure. I think that's an accurate way to assess what you're watching, what we're all seeing happen. And it's good to know that what you reviewed over the presentation, you're actually able to show it right afterwards, too. So congratulations. It's remarkable. Thanks. That, yeah, you got it. It's remarkable that a relatively small company like AITX has announced that it secured a significant deal with a Fortune 50 global leader in transportation, e-commerce, and business services, which we might assume is a company like a FedEx. So can you shed some light on what it takes for a company of AITX's size to become a qualified vendor for such a prestigious client? And what might this partnership mean for the future of AITX's growth and its growing reputation in the industry?
I like how you key into the significance that this particular account is a Fortune 50 account. We have several, maybe many Fortune 50 accounts right now in our books, and it requires a lot of work. So I'll touch on a few of the items that it requires. Number one, having dealers give us warm introductions to these sizable end users gives us credibility. So of course, our biggest dealer is the largest security company in the world, Allied Universal. They were our first dealer. They've been incredibly supportive all along the way. And that goes a long way with giving ourselves credibility. The next thing is years in business. You know, a lot of companies fail at the third year. We're in our eighth year. We have navigated the waters. the high tide and the low tide and the no tide, so to speak. So that gives Fortune 50 companies another sense of confidence. Hey, I'm dealing with a company that has figured it out how to survive, grow, and thrive. That's important. And then, of course, the key thing is deliver innovative technology at an incredible price. Have a strong value proposition. Be able to communicate it well. Be able to go through pilots well. Be able to implement well. And if that cocktail of events happens, and a whole bunch that I haven't even mentioned, if all that stuff aligns, you get Fortune 50 customers. It is not easy, and it is a significant achievement.
Well, understanding that the mixologists at AITX have been hard at work behind the bar coming up with the exact right formula to make it all happen, please, if you would, provide an overview of your AI technologies and how they're currently being employed in security services, the security services industry specifically, and property management sectors, and how these technologies are transforming these industries and possibly other industries.
Sure, sure. End users and dealers are looking at us to reduce human guard spend. There are some challenges in the guarding market, namely an increasing wage rate. So what happens is these wages for security guards are typically a little bit over minimum wage, depending on the state that you're in. But now you've got other areas of the country like California that has moved, you know, low wage, typical low wage earners such as fast food companies to $25 an hour. You have this trend happening across different parts of the country. What happens in that case is that filters down to what the pay rate has to be for the officers. As that pay rate increases, because oftentimes the C-level doesn't see full value in their guarding operation, it pushes them to consider and evaluate other solutions that may perform largely the same work, but at a significant savings. That's where we come in.
Got it. Got it. So you've identified the changes in the market that make it feasible for your product to be appealing to C-suite executives and companies who are looking to save money or innovate in terms of security. What about challenges or possible pain points in those industries that your technology addresses more effectively?
Let's talk about some specific challenges that we've had great success with. Let's talk about a simple security challenge such as loitering outside small box retailers and big box retailers. These folks could just be illegally loitering. They could lead to panhandling or more aggressive crimes. And in a lot of cases, it makes the shopping experience something that people don't want to do. So it's a problem. The solution to the problem with humans could mean up to $200,000 per year for a single guard 24 hours a day to shoo away loiterers. Now, the store itself might call local police and say, hey, I got this guy is violating city ordinance XYZ. What happens is police departments are busy. They've got a lot of things to do. And a lot of those things are more important than clearing out loiterers. So the problem doesn't get solved because the retailer can't afford the money and the police won't be necessarily responsive for good reason. We come in there with one of our devices, such as Rosa, which just identifies loiterers, engages loiterers autonomously using AI, and solves the problem. We have cases at small box retailers where we took loitering incidents from over 600 a month to under 50 a month in 3 months. So that's just one of the solutions. Then you tack on the AI work that we're doing with firearm detection. You tack on with autonomous access and a whole variety of other things. But that's just kind of a couple of the applications that we have available right now.
Yeah, thank you. I was going to ask you about real-world examples and success stories. Now, to clarify for me, is this actually a robot that's taking up the space in the lot outside these brick-and-mortar locations, or is it another kind of complex security system, or what's actually happening on the ground?
It's funny. I love the fact that you asked that question, because when people say robot, they mean some kind of physically articulating, you know, movement type of device, right? That's what people think is a robot. But the definition of a robot is really anything that automates some sort of process is basically called a robot from its pure definition. So the most common robots, physical robots in existence today, are manufacturing robots that might rivet your car together or put a box together, right? That type of automation. What we're doing is we're taking more advanced analytics. Hey, person loitering down, this, that, right? We're taking a look, we're evaluating it much like a person would, and we're applying a contextual autonomous response to that situation. So for us, that absolutely fits the definition of what a robot is, even though it's not moving. However, we have a handful, or rather a small variety of moving robots as well, particularly our rad dog devices, which are really cool and were featured in a Fox primetime show back in the summer, and our Romeo device, which we've been working on for years, released a few different versions. And I'm hoping, thinking that 2024 will be the perfection year for this autonomous vehicle that performs security work.
So let's look at 2024 at emerging trends and innovations. What kind of trends and innovations do you foresee in the AI and robotics space that will have significant impact on all industry sectors, including yours, in the next few years?
You know, listen, the economic rebalancing on wage rates and inflationary effects on corporate America is going to be the driving cause for adoption of AITX solutions. Unquestionably, that's absolutely it. Companies aren't going to want to compete with an Amazon warehouse wage rate or a McDonald's wage rate, for that matter. They're going to want to find other solutions, right? Innovation is the mother of necessity. So we're in that stage in 2024. So that's going to be our driver. It's going to be further enhanced by the solutions that we bring, particularly adding analytics, making those interactions more complete and more human-like, particularly using, you know, ChatGPT, large language module, for direct voice communication back and forth. So that's going to be something that's in the devices right now that's going to be released in a big way in 2024. And then we take that large language model ability, it's already in our mobile devices. And then you see this future that we're working towards of fixed and mobile devices that you can interact with in a very human-like way, but at the same time, they're guiding you and giving you directions and instructions in accordance with the facility's desires. That's where we're heading in 2024 and beyond.
These are products and sea change technologies that are on a lot of people's minds now. So I hope that you'll come back and speak with us again soon to provide another update within the next 30 to 45 days. For someone that's checking this podcast out, maybe a little after this week's price action or the investor call, you want to leave us with any last thoughts as we look ahead to the start of 2024 and then before we get to regroup again?
I do. Listen, I encourage everybody, go to AITX.ai, spend a couple hours going through the website, go to AITX's YouTube channel, watch a bunch of the videos, see what we do, do your own due diligence. Even if you're not going to invest, I ask you to follow us. We're doing cool stuff. We're leading a market from legacy solutions into fourth industrial revolution solutions. You guys should know about it. And thanks for watching as well.
My guest today has been the CEO of Artificial Intelligence Technology Solutions, Steve Reinhards. AITX trades on the OTC pink sheets under the trading symbol AITX. For more information on the company, you can visit them online, one of two websites, AITX.ai or radsecurity.com. Steve, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, and I look forward to having you back with us in, for another update very soon.
Thanks, Matt. I do too. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Spotlight Media Corporation, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when investing to determine investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.